Emilie, schade.
On the basis of Law No. 10, issued by the Allied Control Council on December 24, 1945, we, the undersigned August Andres Berleburg-Lause, and his wife, Emilia Schade, of the same place, herewith lay information concerning the persons listed below. 1. District Authority Otto Marlow, Berleburg, currently in political detention. 2. Mayor Dr. Theodor Günther, Berleburg, currently imprisoned. 3. Inspector Hermann Fischer, Berleburg. 4. Inspector Karl-Heinz Sauer, Berleburg. 5. District Secretary Markowski, Berleburg. 6. District Physician Dr. Robert Gödecke, Berleburg, currently in political detention. 7. District Leader Norbert Rotas, in political detention. 8. Dentist Dr. Otto Nölke, Berleburg, currently in political detention. 9. Gendarme Leader Wilhelm Golombiewski, Berleburg, currently in a political camp. 10. Teacher Gustav Hoffmann, Berleburg. 11. Teacher Ernst Graf Raumland, currently in a political camp, pertaining to the violation of paragraph 3 of the aforementioned law, Crimes Against Humanity. The aforementioned persons are guilty of the operation launched against Sinti and Roma that reached its climax on March 9, 1943, with the arrest and transfer of all so-called gypsies in the Wittgenstein district to the concentration camps. The persons detained were hauled out of their beds by a large detachment of SA and police. During the night of March 8 to March 9, 1943, on the pretense that they were to be resettled to the east, herded together at a factory site in Berleburg, loaded into goods wagons, and in the main, sent to Auschwitz concentration camp. Some 135 persons were killed there, or in other camps. Only 9 persons have survived the awful torments and tribulations and returned. While the operation against the Sinti and Roma may have been ordered by the Reich authorities, the whole affair was undoubtedly started by the local authorities and party offices of the Wittgenstein district, particularly in Berleburg. These offices are solely responsible for what happened because they furnished the cause for all that took place later and laid the foundations. Just a few examples as proof. The party and district authority offices in Berleburg imposed the so-called lockout ban. Restricted shopping hours were imposed on Lause residents. This was followed by a travel ban, a ban on going to inns and cinemas, the cutting off of any special allotment of food rations, and the like. The Reich Railways were instructed to introduce a special carriage on the line between Berleburg and Erntebrück, the gypsy carriage, and so forth. It was at the instigation of the local responsible authorities who continually dragged things into the public eye that the male persons drafted into the German army during the war were then excluded from serving, bringing dishonor and shame. Brick by brick was laid for what was then achieved as the final goal on March 9, 1943, with the rounding up and deportation ordered on this day.